Well, Stuart, here we are, another week, another opportunity for the Silver City Report. And we look at, well, actual news.
Yes. The Silver City Sun News is cutting its paper back beginning the week of April 3rd from a five-day-a-week publication to a two-day-a-week publication printing on Wednesday and Friday. The Sun News had said that they are going towards a more digital-first approach, and those who subscribe to the Sun News will still get their Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News up here.
So what does this do for the coverage that was relied on from the Las Cruces, well, from the Silver City Sun News?
Well, in their statement, they said that they will still be publishing all these stories that they would normally publish in a five-day-a-week paper, but just on the Wednesday and Friday edition that they will now have.
Let's talk about an incident that happened over the weekend. The police are looking for a man who shot somebody else, another man.
Yes, the police are looking for a man named Rudy Marquez III. He shot another man in the leg on Saturday afternoon after an argument arose between the two men. He is still on the loose, and the authorities are not sure where he is now. He could still be in Grant County, or he could have fled the county. They're unsure at this point, but they are searching for him.
Let's talk about pros and cons of a four-day week school.
Sure. So the Cobre Consolidated School District just moved to a four-day week. They made a decision at their last board meeting to push for a four-day week schedule next year. The initial idea was for them to save money. They're looking at a savings of about $150,000 a year, if their calculations are correct. That's what they're predicting right now. But the bigger draw they're now stating is to get teachers to the area. They say that it's a much more attractive schedule for teachers to be able to get that Friday off and have a little bit longer days in the middle of the week, but having that extra day is beneficial. Then the drawbacks to it, though, are what to do on the Friday off. A lot of people are concerned with what they're going to do with their children and how they're going to care for them, especially for parents that work. The problem of daycare arises, and it's something that they're trying to figure out. The Silver School District is looking to do a four-day week as well, but they have not made a decision, and they may or may not make one before the next school year.
Okay, something to definitely follow up on. Unfortunately, it's something that you won't be able to follow up on, because we say goodbye to Stuart.
Yep, I am leaving the Silver City Daily Press. This is my last week. My last day is on Friday, and I move to Phoenix on Monday.
What are you going to be doing in Phoenix?
I'm actually going to be working with my dad's company. We have a small business, and he hired me to help him out and help him run it. So it's a new opportunity, a little bit different than journalism, but I hope to continue to freelance when I get back to Phoenix and maybe write for some of the local papers there.
Well, you have been with the KRWG for a little bit over a year, so we want to thank you for all the stories that you kept us up to date with.
Well, thanks so much, Edmundo. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Stuart.